What's good? Hey, man. It's time for you to move on. I'm going to make sure I cover this whole basis. And by the way, this is for guys that aren't looking for the rebound. If you're the type of guy where you got to step out, right? Sometimes, hey, easiest way to just take that first step is to put yourself out there, catch another body real quick, right? For the guys that don't even want to do that, this also works. I actually came up with this in mind for those kind of guys. So if you are the kind of guy that want to have that rebound, you can just add that step in. You can take that step first if you want to. Number one, you got to cut her off. Okay, you got to cut her off. A lot of times women are staying in your mind. You keep thinking about them only because they keep circling back. You're letting them circle back. And then they stay in the back of your mind. You got to cut it off somewhere. So this is your wake-up call right now, bro. It's time for you to take a step away. Cut her off. No more point of contact from you, bro. You don't respond. You don't do any of that. Guys, if you need to block them so you won't even see the notification on your phone, then do that. And I'm assuming that, you know, social media should already be a given. You should already have gotten rid of that with any of their communication and their friends on there from you. Okay, most of the time, I would say you shouldn't even have to worry about that. But guys, I really want to speak for the guys that are really deep into, you know, a soul tie or something with a chick, a toxic situation with a chick, and they're just really trying to get it off their life so they can continue to move on and move forward. So block if you need to, bro. Block it if you need to. I don't want you to have to even see the notifications. You know what I'm saying? So there's no more reaching out from her. You're going to get over her faster when you cut that point of contact. All right. I want it to get to a point where you start to make silence your weapon. Men, ignore women is not a joke. That is your best power. That is your strongest power. Especially when you're talking about getting over a chick. You don't need to offer an explanation. Like, I want you to not even have to offer. Don't even offer explanation. Women will sit here and say whatever she's saying to you, bro. Oh, I just want some closure. I just want this. I just want women use this tactic to manipulate you into getting you wrapped back up into them. Okay. I'm assuming that this might be a deep tie where I don't even want you trying to clap your cheeks again. They're trying to get you over to see them so y'all can fuck again. Most of the time, that's their tactic, bro. They want to get you over it. Oh, we just need to see each other for some closure. Just the last thing to... Don't even do it, right? And I'm speaking for the guys, bro. If you know she done betrayed you or done you wrong, bro, ain't no saving that. Ain't no salvaging that. Ain't no salvaging that. This ain't just some, you know, regular situation where she did something and you were like, nah, I got to check her. No, this is something where this chick might have betrayed you or done something really, truly just vile behind your back, and you got to cut ties with it. Silence is your weapon here, bro. Let her wonder, bro. Let her be the one that's thinking about you. Let her wonder if you even cared in the first place. Number two, hey, man, I need you to get in the gym. I need you to get in the gym. I need you to get in the lab physically, mentally, and emotionally. Because think about it now. What you've done is literally open up more time and more availability in your schedule for you to acquire more resources, for you to get stronger. I want you to take that time and use it wisely, bro. I need you to use it to get stronger. It's a lot of frustration and chaos that goes on a lot of times, especially if you're dealing with a toxic chick, toxic ex. And I need you to get your sanity back. I need you guys to hit that reset button on your life. I need you guys to hit that reset button on your mental. Now you can focus on your betterment. Now you can focus on you, bro. It's actually a blessing in disguise. I want you to see it that way. Okay, a lot of guys will sit here and see that time frame open up again where they have all this free time. Bro, use that to do the things that you want to do. Use that to do new things, to try new things. Use that to focus in on you becoming a better man, right? Hit the gym, get in there, lift those heavy weights. Take your stress out. Hey, man, it's time to boss up. It's time to level up. It's time to really take your life seriously now. You have the open time. You have the free space now. You need to insert yourself in every single crevice of time that you have. Pause. I need you to go harder. You got to go harder for a stronger you, stronger version of you, a better version of you. You got to go in for the best you. It's about you now. Now, see, before you actually thought it was about you, but you was putting her ahead of your time. You was inserting her in a lot of your time. It's time for you to get back to you now, bro. It's time for you to really focus in on that. And while you're thinking about that, I want you to tap in and be like, you know what? This is number three. I need you to tap in with yourself. Think about the mistakes that you made. Think about things that you could have done better. Think about situations where you put yourself to the side and you really shouldn't have did that. That might have indirectly made you weaker. That was indirectly a mistake that you made on your part. You know what I'm saying? You might have just showed her an opening that she might have taken advantage of. We are reflecting to never make the same mistakes again. You don't go back, all right? It's an X for a reason. We're only looking back for reflection at this point. We're only looking back to make ourselves better. At no point in time are we taking anything there from the past and bringing it to now. Not doing that. You're learning from these lessons, okay? That's how you turn the L's into dubs. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, it ended. And I'm going to just continue to go through life with my head off and I'm just wandering around. No. Take your time. Really tap in with yourself. And you know what? I did do this here. Oh, I did do this there. I could have done this better. I should have done this better. I am going to be better. These are the steps you need to take, bro, from now on, from this point on. Because here's the deal, though. You can't make that opening. And I'm not saying that you're ready at any point in time because I said, hey, no rebound here. I'm not saying you should jump into a new relationship. I'm not saying you should put yourself out there just yet. If you're not ready, it's cool. It's cool. If you are, then you are. And like I said, add that in. Go ahead. But if you really like, you know what? I just need to, you know, focus on myself. I need to tap in. I need to just get myself right. I need to get myself together so I'm better. You do that so that you can finally create that opening for that next best option, that next best bet, right? Maybe she is the diamond this time. And maybe that time you rushed into it. Maybe that time you was ready to show your whole hand, right? We talk about this shit is a poker game, bro. Life is damn poker game. And you let the bitch call your bluff. And you fold it. You fold it. You fold it, bro. So no more. No, it's okay. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. No more of that, though, right? We ain't on that. You can't be on that kind of energy now. Now it's about you. That's the good thing. Now we can focus on, okay, well, the only thing I'm going to do now is make myself better, a greater catch, which brings me to step number four. They were dead weight. They were dead weight, bro. They was unnecessary baggage you had in your life. So you're dropping it all off. You're dropping it all off. You taking all the energy that you use, that you displace to give to her and make her life better and make her. They don't even understand. They don't realize a lot of times what men do for them. You know, even just not physically, not monetary wise, not resource wise, but just mentally and emotionally being stable for them. You being able to take all that back for yourself. I'm telling you guys, use that, capitalize on it. Make sure you truly use it for yourself. Make sure you truly use it to build your empire. Truly use it to become the king that you know you are. Because I'm telling you, and this is something that's already going to happen naturally. It won't be a wonder why, you know what I'm saying, she's not a second thought anymore. There's going to come a point in time where you're so focused and so driven on just you and your best outcome, your best bet, what's on the horizon for you, that you're not even having a second thought about her. And I'm telling you, they always check. Telling you, bro, they always check. They always check to see how you doing, because, you know, sometimes they might have made a bad decision or however, you know, it went down with this ex or this girl or whatever the case is. Maybe you weren't even in a relationship with her. It was just some chick that, you know, kind of used you, manipulated you, and it's still fuck her. You know what I'm saying? It's still leave that hole in the past. But now it's time for you to value yourself to the point where she sees that, oh, the grass wasn't green on the other side. It wasn't. I really had, you know, the golden ticket in my hand, so to speak. Not that we're golden tickets. Technically, we are, but that don't mean the bitch could use you, bro. And she missed out anyway, so it's too bad for her. But you're not focused. Like, you know, if you see her on the street, you know, this is kind of like you seeing her on the side of the road and she's trying to hitchhike. Imagine you're driving by in your Rari or whatever car you want to have, bro, whatever dream car you want to have. Imagine you just driving by in your Lambo or your Phantom and you like, huh? You don't even remember who she is. You're not even paying attention. Like her existence, you forgot about it. I want that to be what it is. You know, and you when you contemplate that and you focus in on seeing yourself in that kind of space, telling you, you'll get over her, bro. It's the last time you should even think about her, right? There will be no more thinking about her. If anything, it's not going to have feelings around it. It's never going to be something like, oh, man, I do miss this about her, or I miss, I mean, maybe you might miss some head about her, but that would be the most. It would be no kind of attachment, no kind of emotional, oh, I really loved her, and that won't even come out of your mouth. It won't even be like that. You'd be like, damn, that was a time, and that was a point in my life. You know, that was definitely a point in my life where I learned something, or dang, man, I can't believe her, but she did have some bomb ass head. Ha ha ha. You could laugh it off. You get to that point, bro, you've gotten over her. You're moving on to bigger and better things. Number one, focus on yourself.